world goes across in a low place. It's still up in the mountains. It's not a valley. But you'd call that a...
I really don't know. We don't have any mountains around here, and I don't know that I ever heard what... In other words, I don't know if that would be part of a mountain pass or if that has to get up in a higher elevation. I'm not sure.
What do you mean, mountain pass?
Roads that wind around the mountains, you know.
Mm-hmm. Say, if you wanted to chop down a tree, you would make a cut in the direction you wanted it to fall in. You'd call that cut a...
A wedge is what we called it.
Any other names for that?
I don't remember. We just cut out a straight place and then cut it down this way, you know, where the tree would naturally lean back that way.
What about, say if you're going to saw something and you take the blade and run it once, you know, across to... So you could have something for it to fit into and it wouldn't just jump out? You call that a...
I don't know. Now, usually when they were going to cut a big tree that they didn't know which way it would fall, they'd take an axe and make a wedge before they'd ever put the saw in it.
Mm-hmm. What about, you say, you know, on the Westerns on television, they say gunfighters, you know, for every man that they'd kill, they'd make a little...
notch in their gun.
Okay. And, did you ever hear of a gap?
A what?
Gap.
I don't know that I ever did. Probably have and don't remember.
Cattle gap?
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
It's a place on a railroad where maybe a train comes through a place where cows are kept, and they'll put have a hole down under the railroad, and then they'll put... the cross ties will be shaped this way across that cattle gap where the cows won't walk on them.
How do you mean?
The fence will come up to the railroad,
mm-hmm.
and then they'll you know, the ties on the railroad are square,
mm-hmm.
but these, they'll sharpen them off to a point at the top, and they'll make that about 8 feet long, and then the cows won't walk on it.
So the railroad, the cross ties come up?
In a point.
Sort of,
used to.
They taper off sort of like a knife.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I see.
They may not do that now. I haven't been on the railroad in a long time, but that's the way they used to do it because we were eternally walking the railroad. It was down, not quite a mile outside of our house, and we'd go down there and go to visit that old aunt I was telling you about yesterday that made such a good garden, and we'd walk the railroad down there.
Mm-hmm. A place where boats stop and where freight's unloaded is called a
pier, I guess, or landing, or... I guess pier would be the correct thing to call it.
How do you use the word landing? What does that mean?
Well, that's a place where they tie up and just whatever they've got to unload, they just put it up on the pier from the boat, or if they're going to put it from the boat from the landing to the boat, they do that. It's all the same thing. A boat landing and a pier is all about the same thing.
And what kind of roads do you have around here?
Well, all kinds. Muddy ones and dirt roads and gravel roads and getting to have